The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Need to know.
So here is something that you definitely need to know. It's a march that happened in the United States. It's called the March for Our Lives. And it's just got obviously support and encouragement, empowerment around the world. But it happened in Washington, D.C. There was a march in downtown L.A. across America.
New York as well.
Yeah. Over a million people marched throughout the United States for this.
A lot of students spearheaded the March for Our Lives for real change in the U.S. government, particularly for gun control.
Mm-hmm.
An incredible amount of celebrities turned out in full force as well. Reporting from Washington, D.C. was actually one of the high school newspapers there at Woodrow Wilson Senior High. They've got a newspaper called Wilson Beacon. Their stories were picked up and reported on around the world by Huffington Post and Washington Post.
We've actually got Talia Zittner on the phone. She's the features editor at Wilson Beacon.
Yeah, Talia, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We're excellent. How are you feeling after all of it? I mean, it must have been such a massive day for you. It must be now, like, you know, obviously it's kind of getting drawing to the end of the day. Like, how do you feel?
Well, I'm very tired for one thing. But I'm also feeling really inspired and empowered and just really hopeful that this march will really bring about some real change in the government.
So for our audience over here in the UAE, March for Our Lives, it was we heard it was one of the biggest protests in U.S. history. Was there over 500,000 people that turned up in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there were. I think there were around 1 million.
Oh, wow.
There were more people than the Women's March, more people than President Trump's inauguration. And yeah, so it was just incredible to see the sheer amount of people that really showed up.
Yeah, and what was the atmosphere like? How was everyone feeling? Was everyone feeling empowered, or was there a lot of sadness as well?
I think that you could say there was a little bit of both. I know that, you know, on stage, Emma Gonzalez, the speaker from Stoneman High School, she started crying as she was speaking. I think that it wasn't necessarily a sad atmosphere, but I think that it was just very powerful and very intense. And I think that the intensity of all of this continuous gun violence has just kind of been hitting everyone. But overall, the crowd seemed to be really happy, really definitely empowered, I would say. Everyone was really willing to talk to all of our journalists today. And they all just seemed really, really happy to be there and really glad they were participating in the march.
And excellent to see as well. You have a huge support from a big celebrity contingent that turned out as well. George Clooney, George and Amal Clooney, Jennifer Hudson was there, Ariana Grande, all those guys on stage.
Yeah, they were all on stage. A few of them gave musical performances. Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande also gave performances. And I think a lot of other celebrities were there in solidarity and support for the march.
Chatting with Talia Zittner, she's the feature editor at Wilson Beacon, Woodrow Wilson Senior High in Washington, D.C. You've had such a massive day. We're going to try and let you get to bed.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us. I think your generation is a generation that's going to make the change, so I hope you guys feel hopeful and proud of what you guys did today.
Yeah, I think we are very proud. Thank you guys so much for your time.
Pricey Scandal.
Oh, our favourite Will Smith. He made an appearance on Jimmy Fallon. They gave this legendary performance. It was kind of like a montage of remixed versions of classic TV show theme tunes.
Awesome.
Because you know the theme tunes of old TV shows, they're the best ones.
Well, we talk about this all the time.
Yeah, so they did The Golden Girls. They did Different Strokes. They did Good Times, Full House, The Greatest American Hero.
Yeah.
And then, of course, at the end, Will Smith ended with the theme tune that we all know and love, his theme tune, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Take a listen.
How good is this version, by the way?
It's so shouty.
Yeah! It's like he's at Barasti doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. See you later.
Yeah, it was like totally a club anthem remix, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
love
so
that.
Good. You can check out the full video. It's on our website at dubai92.com. Now, the Spice Girls, they've figured out a way to have a reunion without actually having to take the stage either.
Okay.
They plan to make an animated Spice Girls superhero movie.
I'm down for it.
Yep. Apparently, it's being shopped out to potential production partners right now, and then hopefully they're going to turn it into a franchise on a global scale. Like, we're thinking, or they are thinking, Marvel. Like, they're thinking, like, Thor. Like,
really?
You know, yeah, they're thinking, like, proper superhero power. Like, yeah, superhero powers.
Okay.
And stuff.
But their audience is older now. Like, that's us.
Yeah, I know. But they're going to use, like, an ability. I think it might be a little bit more of an animated thing. So,
like, Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that will young it up.
Okay.
And then apparently Posh wants her superpower to be heels that make her fly.
Whatever.
Like, you just, can you imagine it? They'll be in heels and it will be like a rocket launching. And she'll just shoot up into the air. And she's so skinny, she'll go right up.
Yeah, just straight through.
Yeah.
Straight through the ceiling.
It's going to be so good.
Okay, well, wait, look, I shouldn't be too cynical on the onset. We'll wait and see. Then I'll be cynical. What happened with Biebs?
Oh, so Justin Bieber, he's crashed his $500,000 dirham G-Wagon over the weekend.
Okay.
He's okay, but the back of his car doesn't look good at all. But our bigger concern here is how much he's, like, how well he's coping with this breakup with Selena Gomez.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know, they're not together anymore. Anyway, he gets out of his car after it crashing and he's adopted this Logan Paul kind of style. You know Logan Paul, that YouTuber guy?
Idiot guy, yeah.
Yeah, so Justin Bieber's looking very much like him. Same hairstyle, same clothes, same everything.
Right.
And everyone's like, what are you doing, dude? Like, you're an absolute pop star. Like, you're amazing.
Yeah.
And Logan Paul's like a YouTuber.
He's just a YouTuber nobody.
Well, yeah. Well, he's a somebody, but he's like not a great somebody. Justin Bieber's a somebody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone's a little bit worried about that. You can check out the similarities on our Instagram.
We
popped
it up
there. Yeah, let us know what you think on the poll as well.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
5 in 10.
Alrighty, we are playing a round of 5 in 10, hopefully hooking you up with access to Aqua Bounce for you, two adults, two children, at the Fairmont Aljman. Plus, you're going to be eating at Driftwood, the restaurant there. They've got 500 dirhams for you to spend there. And that's a Caribbean-inspired beachfront restaurant.
Lovely.
Yes, so nice. What a great day out.
To win, you have to give us a call and get on 04-423-9992. That's our number. Price will give you subject, 5 items from that subject in 10 seconds.
Yeah, you just got to give us 5 different items from the subject. Up to play first, we've got Raman.
Raman from Dubai Land. How you doing?
Is it? Hi, good morning. Yeah. Welcome back.
Oh,
thank you. How was your weekend?
It was good. I slept a lot.
Oh, that's like my dream weekend. I know that sounds really boring, but I love sleeping.
Girl after my own heart. I could sleep my life away. I don't care.
Yeah.
All right, hon, you ready to play 5 in 10?
Yes.
Okay, good luck. In 10 seconds... give us 5 Britney Spears songs.
Go.
Hit Me Baby One More Time. Yep. Destiny. Oh my God.
Out of time, Mira. Raman, sorry.
Mira. She's from Mira. Yeah. Sorry, hon. You did,
no worries.
You only got 2. Try again tomorrow, okay?
Sure.
Maybe you may be more awake tomorrow because you've been sleeping all weekend.
Yeah, that could be the point. Yeah. Hit Me Baby One More Time. That's a lot to get out.
Yeah.
You've only got 10 seconds on that clock.
What would you have gone, Harry?
Stronger, crazy, lucky.
Toxic.
Toxic.
All the one word.
I should know them all. Steve is on from Mira. Is that right? Producer Layla, yes. How are you doing this morning, Steve?
Hi. Morning, guys. Yeah.
Morning, Steve. How are you feeling?
Yeah, great. Really good. Thank you.
Sounds like you've been awake for the weekend and not sleeping.
I didn't sleep at all.
Nah.
You got children.
Just Red Bulls.
Exactly, yeah.
Are you a dad?
Yes, they're both in the car with me now.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
hi,
right.
Hi, kiddies. Okay, yo. So, well, hopefully you can score this. It's Aqua Bounce. You can take the kids down there at Fairmont Aljman. Are you ready to play 5 in 10?
Yeah, I'm ready to play.
All right, cool. In 10 seconds, give us 5 types of hats.
Go now.
Bowler, top, flat, fitted, baseball.
Oh, smashed it.
A baseball cap. No, we'll take it.
Wow, I didn't even know there was 5 types of hats.
Well done, you and the family. You are off to Aqua Bounce at Fairmont Aljman. You're also going to be eating at Driftwood Restaurant, which is a Caribbean-inspired beachfront restaurant.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, guys.
We're about to play a little game called Yay or Nay. This is where our producer Layla, will fire off some current events, some topics, some subjects, observations of life perhaps, and we have to give our answer or whether or not we're yay or nay. No fence sitting on this one.
No fence sitting. We don't usually fence it anyway, do we?
Well, it depends.
Really?
We usually fence it if it's going to get us in trouble on the air. So I haven't vetted her questions, so I don't know if we are going to fence it today.
Oh, dearie me. Here we go.
It's all right. They're PG. Don't stress.
Great. We have 3 seconds to decide on our answer as well, guys.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Right. The first one is eating loudly in the cinema.
3, 2, 1. Nay. I can't stand it.
I get cinema rage.
You get cinema rage?
Yeah, I do.
As opposed to road rage and office rage and studio rage.
I didn't know I was raging in all those situations, but obviously I do now. Oh, man, seriously. Like phones, loud eating. The worst is opening packets of crisps and Maltesers and stuff.
I know.
What's with that?
I'm very conscious about those things. So I will wait till a very loud scene. I'll wait till like some sort of action scene or fighting scene or a real loud music scene before I make any noise. I just do that. I don't know why. Other people don't care.
Oh, you just see Pricey shoveling in the popcorn when there's like an explosion going on.
She has to see the movie beforehand to work out the scenes where she can eat so they can then watch it with friends.
That's a good idea for a website, actually.
Hey, not bad.
Right. Packing your partner's suitcase.
3, 2, 1. Nay.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
I think it's illegal, isn't it?
You've got to tick. You've got to tick. Did you pack your own suitcase? But you know, everyone ticks that.
Oh, look out, lawbreaker over here.
No, but you know, I don't pack Kiwi Jamie, my partner's suitcase. But my friends in Australia, they're all married. They've been married for years. They all pack their partner's suitcases.
Important question here. Is it the wife packing for the husband?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's marriage.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered to pack my own suitcase.
Right? Why would you want to pack someone else's suitcase?
I think with wives.
It's a control thing?
It's like, I hope you're not going to be wearing that stupid singlet on the beach again. You've ruined all the photographs from the last holiday. I'll be packing your suitcase. Which packs like a nice Ralph Lauren polo or something.
So labels it on the inside Monday,
yeah,
Tuesday.
Yes. So I think that's why they're packing it.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
But I'm not.
I think you're right, actually. But yeah, they pack it. I find that weird.
Okay, drama at parties.
3, 2, 1. Nay.
Yay.
Of course you do.
Hey, parties are boring at the best of times.
Oh.
Bit of drama. Oh, makes it so much fun.
I hate drama. I just think, who's got the time for this? Can we please just get along and get to the music?
Nah, then you get to talk about it for years afterwards as well.
Like, oh my God, Cindy said this to Cheryl. Yeah.
Like, remember when someone planned someone's 30th and they invited all their ex-boyfriends and girlfriends and ex-bosses?
That wasn't me. I didn't do that at your 30th. Somebody else was part of the admin on the Facebook group and they added your exes.
Well, in hindsight, regardless, I was happy for the drama.
It was. It was pretty dramatic. It
wow.
was like it was like an ex in each corner, and then our ex-boss, who hates Harry, was also there, and we were just like, this is... This
along
is
with my current girlfriend, long-distance Danny, who was also in attendance. That was a fun party. If you have just joined us, playing Yay or Nay, where producer Layla gives us a bunch of topics, and we don't fence it, as you can hear.
No, we don't. One more? Should we do one more?
Yeah, you got one more, yeah.
Yep, okay. Eating an orange or drinking orange juice after brushing your teeth. 3, 2, 1.
Nay.
Nay?
No. Yeah. It just tastes so weird.
Isn't there a song? Don't brush your teeth with orange juice.
I did it this morning and I regret it.
I was doing it, I was like, please, I just got to get out of this now. I was hoping you'd just take over.
Don't brush your teeth with orange juice. Never heard of that.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a big fat nay.
Big fat nay
don't
from
like
me
it.
Too. And anyone who does, I think, is probably a psychopath or a sociopath.
Whoa,
just putting it out there.
That's,
yeah.
That's a...
Just...
That's
a lot. Hey, we said no fences.
Scandal.
Well, this kind of broke my heart over the weekend. Kylie Minogue, her performance at Sport Relief 2018 really wasn't great.
Stunk.
And it does make me sad because she's obviously a national treasure.
Oh, I love Kylie.
Yeah, our great Aussie Kylie.
Yeah.
But she performed her new song. It's called Dancing. And a lot of people jumped online straight away and said it kind of sounded like a Dolly Parton tribute act. Take a listen. Can't stand still.
It's not great.
I know. But it's really hard because she was dancing around. She was wearing these kind of like bell-bottom jeans and these high heels because, you know, Kylie's probably, what 5 foot?
Oh, if that.
If that. She's very small, so she wears massive heels. But yeah, just not the greatest performance, unfortunately.
Poor Kylie.
Yeah, everyone was on Twitter saying, you know what, she can't sing. You know, Sport Relief was going well until Kylie Minogue came on. You know what people are like on Twitter. Oh, they just go to town on you.
Totally.
But yeah, so Kylie Minogue... That's what you just heard.
Well, yeah. It speaks for itself.
Now, over to another diva, Britney Spears. We're loving her new collaboration with the Kenzo brand. She's just signed this multi-million dollar deal. It's with the 50-year-old Parisian brand. Did you know that Kenzo's been around for 50 years?
I've never been able to afford it, so no.
I know. Yeah. I always walk past the store and think, one day. One day.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I walked past it once, and they didn't have large. They're like, we don't make large. We only want skinny people to wear our stuff.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. Well, haters have a lot to say about the photo as well. They reckon that she's way too airbrushed. And one guy commented saying that it's so fake, it's hilarious to watch. Mm. So the trolls are out on her on Britney Spears as well.
Trolls are out in full force.
I know. You can check out the picture. It's on our Instagram at Dubai92. Yeah. And finally, Kanye West, an employee at his company, has suffered this major leg injury. And while he was working in the factory,
right,
the 3D printing machine dropped on his foot when they were moving it. He was screaming. It took 7 people to lift this machine off his foot, and it was on there for a good amount of time.
Oh, man, has he still got his foot?
Well, at the moment, we haven't heard. Yeah. He was airlifted to the hospital, and Kanye West has apparently visited him in the hospital as well.
Okay,
so that's pretty good for workplace relations.
Make matters worse, Kanye West shows up.
Yeah, I know.
It's the last visitor you want. Back after a week's holiday. You were celebrating your birthday as well on Friday.
I know. It kind of all just kind of fell really beautifully, didn't it? Because your parents were in town, so we took the time off when your parents were in town. But happened to be on my birthday as well, so it was great.
You had a great little shindig down at your place that you share with Kelly as well, your flatmate.
Just had a barbecue at the back, kind of just really chilled.
But it was all of us, obviously, all of your Dubai family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
For your birthday, a lot of your family and friends were scattered really across Australia.
Yeah, they're all across Australia. My brother's in Sydney. My mum's in Perth. I've got family up in Cairns as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Tasmania even as
well. Tasmania, yep. One of my best friends from school. She's in Tassie.
Yeah.
So, they're all around.
Well, what we thought we'd do was obviously because they couldn't make it on Friday to your birthday, we've put together a bunch of messages from all your friends in Australia so they could wish you happy birthday.
Oh, I'm going to try not to. I feel like I'm going to cry already.
Here's some of the messages for your birthday from your friends back home.
Miss Price, it would be rude not to start your special day with a big, fat, badly sung happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Woo! Love you lots.
Happy birthday, gorgeous girl. Whenever we get so old. Wishing you a wonderful day filled with all your favourite things. We miss you so much, but are so proud of you. Love you lots.
G'day, Nat. It's your Aussie friend Mindy here. So it's your birthday, darling. So I'm just cracking the top off a bowl of Chardonnay and lighting a dart to celebrate for you. Well, darling, we have certainly shared some memories and crazy times, stemming right back to when we were just pups and my parents left me in yours and your mum's hands for a week. All I remember is curries hotter than the depths of hell and a very sore bot. I couldn't be prouder of you. Now go tart yourself up and get flat out like a lizard drinking. I love you, doll.
To my sister from another mister, happy, happy birthday. I know the person you are, you'll be celebrating in style, looking fabulous as always. Love you heaps and see you soon.
Hey, Nat. Another year older, but still as gorgeous as ever. Hope you have the best day, babe. Eat lots of cake, chicken nuggets, red frogs, or whatever your heart desires. I'm so proud to call you my friend and proud of the person you are today and what you've achieved. Hope you have a happy birthday, you sexy b-. Hang on, can I say b- on the radio?
Hello, my gorgeous Natalie. I just want to wish you a fabulous birthday. I can't believe we're all turning 35 this year.
She gave away her age.
Going out every weekend, getting and making all kinds of illegal.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I love you. I miss you loads. And I hope you have a wonderful day.
Oh, Cara.
Hey, Jen. Just wanted to wish you a very, very happy birthday. Remember that time when...
No.
Now, Harry, you need to bleep all this out so she thinks I'm saying something incriminating. Okay? End bleep. Anyway, get up to mischief and shenanigans and see you soon. Lots of love.
Happy birthday, Natalie, all the way from Astrid in Tasmania. I hope you have an amazing day. And here's to so many more years of friendship. I'm so grateful for what we have. And I love you and miss you so much.
Hey, Nat. Happy birthday. It's your brother, Dean, here. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you have a happy birthday. Say hi to Harry, Jamie, Kelly, and all the crew. Love you. Bye.
Hi, Natty. Hello, my baby. I just want to say I wish you a very special day today. I do hope the coming year brings you all you desire. I know I say this each year, but one of your wishes has already come true in Jamie being in your life. So here's to love, laughter, health and happiness. Always my baby. Love you. Mwah.
Oh, that's my mom. My mom gets me every time.
Your mom gets me. I'm crying. It's not even my birthday.
Oh, I love her so much. Thank you so much. It's so
nice. It wasn't me. It was all your friends. They wanted to get in touch. You have just joined us. This is Dubai 92 with Harry and Pricey. Pricey's birthday was on Friday, and that's all your friends and family in Australia that couldn't make it.
I'm Nat, by the way. I'm Natalie. So that's why they all just say Nat. Nobody calls me Pricey at home. It's very funny.
So that was your friends, Neil, Cara, Catherine, Barry, Ricky, Sean, Mel, your mum, Dean, your brother.
Yeah, we've been like best friends for like years since we were like 6 years old, and we've all kind of just split up and kind of separated because we're all in different countries and different cities and everything. And obviously mum's there with them as well.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. That's so nice. Okay, I'm going to get it back together, and when we come back, I'm going to not be teary and crying.
Hey, me too. Why am I crying?
Pricey's scandal.
There was a huge building fire on the set of Bruce Willis and Edward Norton's new movie, and it was so big in New York that a firefighter unfortunately lost his life.
Oh dear, that's terrible news.
I know. So Edward Norton is directing the film. He's co-starring alongside Bruce Willis. It's called Motherless Brooklyn, and the film producers said as soon as they noticed the smoke coming up into their set, they alerted the crew and the fire department and even the residents to get out of the building. The building and the fire was huge.
Yeah, right.
It had 44 fire trucks there, 200 firefighters. Like, it was a massive fire.
Yeah, an inferno. I didn't even hear about it on the news.
Yeah, it's really sad. Michael Davidson was the name of the firefighter who unfortunately passed away, and five others were really severely injured.
Oh, dear, idea. That's a bad fire.
Yeah, really, really big.
Sad news.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, they're going all out for this new world tour because they're going to be doing On The Run 2.
Yeah.
So they're in Jamaica at the moment looking super colourful because they're filming for a promo package. They've been there for 2 weeks.
Right.
And they're just doing all this really, really edgy and cool kind of filming. And it's kind of a little bit of a shame because people are kind of filming behind the scenes and posting it online,
right,
so it's ruining the fun.
Yeah, you're not going to avoid that.
But yeah, people are speculating that this tour is kind of an attempt to save their marriage. But yeah, who knows what's going on.
Why would you go and work with each other if you want to save your marriage?
Well, it just keeps you touring together, doesn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to take the kids as well. So all three children were going to be going along with them. Obviously going to get like an army of help. So, yeah, that's going to be a big tour.
So what's this Kylie Jenner push present thing?
She's taken this push present to a whole new level. Usually mums get a ring on the wedding finger, or they get a nice feeding chair, or they just get something related to, you know, either looking after and pampering themselves or, you know, feed the kids. Like my friend, she got a feeding chair as her push present, and she loved
practical,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've been in this feeding chair, I fell asleep.
Oh, like, that feeding chair's for adults?
Yeah.
Wheel one in, please. 100%.
But Kylie Jenner, she got a brand new orange Lamborghini worth almost 5 million dirhams.
Oh, great. That's safe with a baby seat in the back.
It's so weird. And now she has two Lamborghinis in her garage. What is going on in the world?
This is the first I'd ever heard of a push present, by the way.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Present.
That was something else we have to buy for people now.
Yeah.
Add it to the list.
Well, it's more of the partner buys it for the mother.
Okay.
So you might have to buy a couple.
Up for that, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for the scandal, Pricey.
You're welcome.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast. Dubai 92.